Blog Talk Radio.
What up, it's your boy Dr. Kano and
Yellow Sub,
and we're DCYS. You can listen to our show every Wednesday from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern only on the Blackout Radio Network.
Tune in to promote yourself, your brand, or whatever else you have going on. To schedule an interview or to have your music played on the show, contact theofficialdcys@gmail.com.
And don't forget to check out our blog at theofficialdcys.blogspot.com, where you can find our show wrap-ups and other content from DCYS. What up? And we're DCYS, like the intro said. If you haven't been familiar with our show, we're just a couple of artists out in New Jersey that take their time out every Wednesday night to allow you guys to call in, promote yourself, network with each other, display your talent, or if you're selling something, at least get your product across and that sort of thing. I'll let Yellow Sub kind of go through our links real quick before we get started.
All right, our Facebook and Periscope is at The Official DCYS. Instagram and Twitter is DCYS_ENT. You can contact us at theofficialdcys@gmail.com. And
links to the SoundCloud so they can play back the show.
Oh, yeah. You can follow my SoundCloud. It's soundcloud.com/YELL0SUB for previous shows. And post-show wrap-ups, tentatively, will be up on theofficialdcys.blogspot.com.
That was Yellow Sub, a.k.a. Snitch Ass. So for my artists out there, they're going to be calling in. And if you're already on the line, please hold. We will get to you. We want to get to as many people as possible. And when you do spit or sing or do spoken word, if that's your thing, 8 to 16 bars, please. Otherwise, I will interject. So don't be offended if I do. I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings and that sort of thing. So I guess we're good. Happy February, everybody. And let's get the show started. Who's first on the line, Mr. Black Tear?
734-686, July.
Hello, caller. Are you there? Anybody on the other line?
Okay, I'm going to try 734-799.
What's up, Yellow Sub and Dr. Kano? How you doing tonight?
What's good, man? What's happening?
Man, trying to get through this first couple weeks of college, kicking my butt. Sorry, I haven't got back to you guys in a while.
It's all good, man. We appreciate you showing love. Want to tell the audience who we're talking to right now?
All right, man. It's Four Wheels and a Mic. The almighty Four Wheels and a Mic. How you doing? How you doing, real? Pretty much, you guys can follow me. I'm an MC out of the Detroit, Michigan area. You can follow me at Four Wheels and a Mic on SoundCloud, Facebook, and Twitter, and also Periscope, where I do live freestyles from time to time.
That's what's up.
That's about it. My spill is, let's get to these bars real quick.
Hold up. So you're in school, right? What do you mean kicking your butt? You're not putting enough time in studying?
Nah, man, like what happens is, you know, that first couple weeks you got to get the flow of the teacher, you know what I'm saying? The teachers sometimes, they either talk long-winded and don't give you enough information.
Yeah.
Or, you know, throw a lot on your plate real quick. You know how that always goes. You kind of give back in the swing of things, get that machine flowing. Just like any other process.
All right. And one last question for you. What are you studying?
Communication.
That's what's up. Our Four Wheels, let them know how it's done. Go on.
All right. So, first of all, I step into the arena like the gladiator. You are not entertained by what you're saying. keep playing that whack shit backwards and forwards, and we're laying the same messages that Cash was even saying. So I'll be like, I'm laying in the cut trying to devise a plan, like I'm trying to make a half a grand. Put in my hand like a monster with a massive view. What I'm seeing, I'm on a rampage. So I'm smashing dudes, what I'm seeing on that midway view. Old school type of gaming tip. But other cats be on this lame ass shit like they was aiming with some Call of Duty type of aim. But don't know the lane for the game to start to change. Yo, I rearranged that page. Bosky, I wanna draw my pictures out. The strange is views, what you see is something new. I aim to succeed. Believe.
Was that off the top?
Yeah.
No, I like that shit. You know, you don't want to hear me do it, so I'll let y'all do it. But Four Wheels, man, I'm glad you checked back in. I hope that you continue to do well in school. And stay focused, man. I look forward to hearing from you again, all right?
All right, man, always.
All right, player, be good.
Peace.
All right, so our boy Four Wheels right there on the mic. Follow him on Facebook, Four Wheels in the Mic, and SoundCloud, Periscope. I find that freestyles are very refreshing. But now you come with that written stuff, it's good. It's all good. Do your thing. All right, Mr. Black Tear, shout out to the Black Radio Network and all the new hosts on the line, on the network, that is. All right, well, who we got next?
346-319.
Hello.
What's good, caller? Who are we talking to right
hey,
now?
Hey, how you doing, man? This is Mr. Blue Jay, right. Fennel Game Productions. H-Town representative, man. Houston, Texas, in here.
Mr. Blue Jay, Play No Games Productions. You want to give us some social media, bro?
Yeah, man. You can check me out on Facebook, man. That's Drawn Blue Jay Jackson. You can check me out on SoundCloud, Play No Game Productions. Check me out on YouTube, Play No Game Productions. You know, man, I want to ask all the fans out there, all the listeners, man, supporters, man, you know, the Black Eye Movement, radio movement, man, to request my new single, man, start pre-ordering it, man, on iTunes and CD Baby. It's going to be Top Down, Mr. Blue Jay, featuring Oak Cliff Sleepy, man, you know. I don't do nothing tacky, man. So, yeah, you know, people that have been trying to kind of check him out on my social media, you know, I don't do nothing tacky, man. Playing against Productions, you know how we do 2017, all man, right. You know.
Well, listen, I mean, we play music on our show, so if you want to send us your track so people could hear it. No, it's not a problem.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, you can send it.
Right on. What's,
you know
what's the email? What's the
email? The official, the official DCYF at gmail.com.
DCYF at gmail.com?
Yeah. And now that goes out to any of our listeners out there. You send us your music. We'll play it. Right now we're rocking with Blue Jay, Play No Games Production. So what's going on, man? How
right
long
on.
You been doing your thing for, bro?
Man, I've been producing, man. I've been playing the drums all my life. I've been a percussionist all my life, man. I've been doing the rap thing, man, since my b-boy days, man, when the break dance and all that pop. Like, man, I've been down with the hip-hop movement from day one, man. I just really, you know, just moving into the business phase of it, man. You know, music has always been a part of my life. So, you know, I'm just asking for the support, man, you know, with the blessings and, you know, and the peace and blessings from all of, you know, all my friends and family, man, that, you know, I can make this happen. But I do have some hot for y'all, too. Before I go, man, I don't hold up too much time on the line, let everybody get in. But I got some hot to let you know. How I'm coming, you know.
Go ahead. You good?
Okay, check this out. Flipping them C's like I flip keys. So, bitch, please stay off of these because they're protected by G's with the grease and causing havoc, busting caps like the Maverick. Not afraid of doing time, I'm busting rhymes so elaborate that the static is being broken, breaking shit wide. Though it's slanging things. Houston, Texas, pimping hoes. In Oakland, it's open season for Dickie, slipping rich hoes. Mickey's make my home in my city, but got connections in Philly. Got connections in Philly. Hey, hey. There's something.
A little song from Blue Jay Jackson. From H-Town. Well, listen, again, send me that track so I can play it for you. And
so you said
YC,
you said D-C-Y-G.
D-C-Y-S.
D-C-Y-S at Gmail.
Yes, sir. Yeah, the official D-C-Y-S.
Okay, well, man, I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate y'all. Let me get on tonight, man. You know, man, you know, kind of under the weather, man, but I still got to show love to all the people out here, man. Like I said, shout out Eddie Powell, Black Eye Radio, man. Thank y'all a bunch, man.
All day, man. Be good.
All right, man.
Make sure you check my man out, as well as Four Wheels. You know, support each other. That's what this is about. Good vibes only. All right, Mr. Black Tear, who's next?
413-727-LAW.
Hey guys, Daniel's in the house. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. How are you?
Can you hear me all?
Yeah, you were breaking up a little bit, but I hear you now. Why don't you give us your social media?
Well, my name's Ann Jules. I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm on. You can find me on Facebook under Ann Jules, A-N-N-J-E-W-E-L-Z. I'm a singer-songwriter. I got two tracks on two Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes. So shout-out to DJ Flipside for putting me on the Wu Files 2 and the Wu Files 4. Shout out to the Wu-Tang Clan and my peeps that are affiliated with them. Shout out to 1017 Brick Squad Monopoly. Shout out to Blackout Radio.
Yes, ma'am.
Shout out to Black Tear. Yeah, Eddie Powell. I'm one of his biggest fans, and he's done a lot for me. And I mean, artists out there, you know, he's given us all a platform, so I gotta give him mad respect. Shout out to the Crip Hop Nation, Leroy Moore, our founder, representing the disabled, the deaf, the blind, the poor, the elderly. We just got our 10th anniversary CD. You can check me out underneath Good News. That's my solo single that I wrote just for that album. For the Crip Hop Nation. So shout out to DJ Quad out there who produced those beats, and my man, producer Tig Stone, who helped me with that.
Yeah.
Shout out to John Taylor of Untouchable Magazine, because Black Tear
John
and
Taylor.
I,
yep.
And yeah, we're in that on their first cover, girl, so you can check that out, y'all. So shout out to Jaya I Am Productions. I'm seeing them tomorrow because they gave me a role. They asked me to play as an actress, so I do many things. So I'm going to be on their episodes of Halloween in July, which you can find on YouTube. It's a TV show. So shout out to those cats, all my family. Shout out to all the hosts that are on Blackout Radio. I love y'all.
Yeah.
I'm so
yeah.
grateful to be part of the family, and I'm nice to meet you, my brother.
Listen, Andrew. I've seen you. I've definitely seen you around. So,
Yeah, it was very nice to meet you too. I might have called in before, unless this is your first
show.
But
yeah. No, I think I will remember you. I certainly would. Now you know I have other callers, but you want to give them a little sample of what you're about?
Sure, I've got a 5-octave range. I can manipulate my voice down to there. Yeah, yeah, that was me.
I was like,
I was singing a little bit for the show, but yeah. And you guys can check me out on Instagram and SoundCloud underneath my stage name, which is Anjules, A-N-N-J-E-W-E-L-Z. Shout out to everybody. Right. Peace, love, good health, and prosperity.
All right. Thanks, Angel. You be good.
All Thanks right.
Checking
you too.
In.
Thanks, King. All right. Peace.
Bye.
Peace.
All right. I like how the show's going right now. If you're on the line, please hold. We will get to you. I want to give people the time. I want to ask you questions when I get curious, because invariably, that's what I do. You're now rocking with DCYS. Also known as Dr. Connor West.
Yellow Sub.
AKA Snitch Ass. All right, who's next on the line?
313-918, you're live.
Yo, Black Tie
What's
Radio,
good?
Man. What's good,
what
man?
Chilling.
Nothing much, man.
Who's on the line right now, man?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Who we got?
Oh, yeah, who's on the line right now?
Louis Ben.
Oh, okay.
Louis
okay.
Ben.
All right, Louis Ben. All right, you got social media, Louis?
Yeah. Add me on the gram, Instagram, YouTube, Google, LOUIBANDZ, man.
Louis Benz. Okay.
Louis Benz.
So, what do you do, man? Artist, producer?
Yeah, artist. Hundred K fans right now. I'm going
okay.
crazy
oh.
out here, man. Huh?
Okay, okay, you're doing your thing, huh? All right, so
yeah,
what
man.
You got any singles out? Any work to look up?
Yeah. LOUIBANDZ, man. All of the music, all down there.
Okay, Mr. Louis Bands. How long you been doing your thing, Louis Bands?
Years, man. It's just like Bandit, though.
Okay, and where are you from, Louis?
Michigan. Detroit, right. Michigan, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you collaborate with other artists out there, Louis? Because I've heard from a bunch of you guys, and I wonder.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. Who you collab with?
Everybody. Icewear Soon.
Okay.
Yep. Everybody, man. You know. I just like had a extra crazy year, man. Hospitals, accidents, man. Everything, you know.
Well, I hope you're right now, man. How you feeling? You good?
Yeah, I'm good now, man. I'm just here, expanding every day, you know. So
yeah, every day you wake up's a good day.
Man.
Now, Louis, I got a couple other callers I want to get to, but I want to give you an opportunity to spit, so let them know what you're about, all right?
Yeah, I got you. Look.
All right,
listen. Let me see. Tell me, was the love real? Because I ain't shaking hands no more unless I'm doing drug deals. Say your plug love you. Let me see you in your plug will. Tried to keep my heart covered. Had to show him love still. But if you ain't got the same addiction, then you just a buzzkill. And judge my niggas, but God the only judge still. Giving these kids life before they even get to live. I gave them blood, sweat, and tears. I ain't got it's to give. That's DNA. And I used that stuff to try to give me life. Man, you could have helped that boy, but all you did is give advice. You ain't take him out the darkness. All you did was dim the lights, trying to aim through eyes. Now he got too many strikes.
Louis Band. Michigan. Detroit, right? All right, Louis Band, listen, I appreciate you showing love. Definitely check in again. And, you know, keep doing your thing, man. All right?
Always,
keep getting those followers.
Man.
Keep getting those fans. All right?
Always, man. Andrew.
All right, fam. Be good.
All right, boy. Louis Band. Right, don't forget,
good.
Man.
Never. Louis Band.
For sure.
Louis Band's bringing that energy today.
Yep.
I needed that because I got a little vino in me. That's wine for those sophisticated folks. And, you know, it's slowing me down right now. YS, why are you laughing right now?
Nothing.
All right. All right. Again, you're rocking with DCYS. Let's go, Mr. Black there. Who's next?
504-858. Whoa. What's good? What's up, y'all?
We're chilling, man.
Out there in All right, cool. I'm out here in Louisiana. I'm doing my thing.
Yeah.
Right. Last night I was out there networking and stuff. Because I do produce beats and develop artists. I was doing my thing last night. Yeah.
You got a social media?
Yeah. Artistic Domino. Instagram Artistic Domino. I get up there for I get on there for I got a record I put out last year, August.
Right.
With an artist on it called Artistic Presents the West Coast of Down South Boy.
Okay, that's quite a mix right there, West Coast of Down South. All right.
Yeah, so I was staying in California for a minute. I was living out there, you know. And I came back to Louisiana to take care of my mom in 2014. She died.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah. So I moved all the studio equipment out here. and scoping up for, I found two hot artists who's out here, Lil Chu. And
Well, I was going to say, right now, if you're on the line, please hold. We'll get to you. Right now, we're talking to Autistic Domino from all the way from Louisiana. What are you using to produce, man?
Huh?
What do you use to produce? What software are you using?
Oh, Reason 5? Yeah.
I never tried messing with Reason before. I'm used to
over 18,000. Over 18,000 worth of instruments, plugins, like Triton.
Damn.
From the first fat keyboard called the Triton, the Multi. I got all types of sounds. Got it from my boy in Sacramento doing his thing. I know y'all heard of Marv Scott. He produced 100 racks for Young Mouth and Keep the Sneak.
Oh, 100, yeah, okay, I know 100 racks. All right.
Northern California.
Got a little connection out there. It sounds like you're networking pretty well, man.
I only record San Quentin. I haven't produced them yet. I produced Cool Nuts. Y'all remember Rest in Peace, Cool Nut. Cool Nut cousin. I produced him. His name is C Fresh. So them would be produced Mac Dre, little homie, Boss Hall. Gave him some beats. Who else? Oh, Psycho from the old school label AWOL. Yeah, I've been doing my thing through the years, and now doing a lot of compilations. Yeah.
All right. Well, this is Artistic Domino, man. You call in any time to promote and do your thing. You can send us tracks if you want. We could throw like a little intro on there. We can play it right in the beginning of the show. That opportunity is up to you, man. And I'll say keep doing your thing. Sorry about your mom's there.
Thank you.
But you got through it, man. So you're still doing your thing. So definitely best of luck to you in the future. And I encourage you to send us some tracks so we can, you know, play your craft on the air, man.
Yeah, for sure. And also, y'all look on the Black Blob SoundCloud, SoundCloud Black Blob Entertainment, BLACKBLOBB Entertainment. Lil Chu got a new song called Best Friend. We are doing a video Saturday. We are in the making doing a video this Saturday. And that's going to come out followed by the album, by his album that I'm preparing right now.
All right, man. I just followed you on SoundCloud right now. I just got you on there right now.
Me too.
Yeah. And look at my Black Blob webpage, entertainment page, Facebook. Facebook Black Blob Entertainment.
All right, man. Yeah, that'll definitely be checking you out. And like I said, man, keep doing your thing. Keep doing it and checking it again, man.
Yeah, we're taking over 17, long ride with my cousin Petey, Master Pete. He's doing his thing. They can't count him out. You heard me?
All right, man. You and Petey Artistic, keep doing your thing. We'll check you soon, all right?
All right, for sure. Thank you for having me. Shout out to Black Tear and you and Blackout Radio and everybody doing their thing on this earth to feed their family. You heard me?
Yes, sir. Yep. All right, fam, be good.
Yeah.
All right, so that was Artistic Domino. Check him out on SoundCloud, Black Blob. You can look him up. That's probably the easiest way. He's doing his thing. Shout out to my producers out there. I like to talk about software and, you know, all that kind of stuff. That's intriguing to me. But anyways, so if you're on the line, please hold. We will get to you. Please be patient. And again, if you're going to be spitting 8 to 16, YS, cover your mouth, son. If 8 to 16 bars is our limit, I know, I'm just teasing. 8 to 16 bars is our limit, and don't be offended if I cut you off a little short, even though it's hot. All right, Mr. Blackster, who you got next?
484-908, you live.
What's up, y'all? Poetic Soul 215 calling out of Philly.
What up? Nice to hear from you again, Poetic Soul.
What's going on? I'm chilling. How are you?
Same, man. Nice to hear from you again. What's on your mind?
Thanks, man. I just got off of work, man. Nah, man.
Yeah, me
so,
too.
You know,
I hear you.
Nah, I mean, like, honestly, though, man, like, you got to be very realistic about this, about this music industry, man. And, it's like really like to invest in yourself, you have to spend wealth on yourself, man. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's a journey I'm journeying along, man. Like, I got to spend wealth on myself to invest in myself, man. You know, like, you can't just have a dream without the investment, and it costs money. So, you know, like, the finance, all the, you know, like, the videos and studio time and stuff like that, and, you know, like, pay for engineer, like, the, you know, like the engineer your
free.
Music and, like, to also promote it, that shit ain't free. So, you know, I got to work. So, yeah. You know what I mean?
Most of the people that are calling in are going to be working and, you know, supplementing their career.
Mm-hmm,
so you're
exactly.
not alone with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, in addition to what you said, which are very good points for the listeners and the audience, you need a good team. You know, I imagine you probably could do it yourself if you had that mindset. But mm-hmm. to have a strong team that you trust is mm-hmm. invaluable.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, you know, like, I feel like when you have that support group, it's like a lesser strain on you mentally, and then, like, you know, like, you have enough time to solely zero in on your craft and not have to worry about work and things of that nature. But, you know, like, when it's just you, you have to work. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, you cover all, you dot all the I's and cross all the T's all by yourself,
mm-hmm.
man. And mm-hmm. But, you know, that's part of the journey, and that's going to be part of what inspires you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, inspires others ultimately.
Yeah, it helps. It helps. It helps me. It helps a lot. You know.
Poetic, for our audience, do you have any social media you want to shout out real quick?
Yes, I do. Poetic Soul 215 on Instagram. That's Poetic Soul, SOEL, 215 on Instagram. Poetic Soul Jackson on Facebook. You know. You can watch my transitions. Watch all my videos. I'm gonna be very frank when I say this, man. I'm one of the realest artists coming out of Philadelphia, man. Please tune in, please shirk, and please stay comments under the video, because people follow tabloids. You know, people like gossip, so please write a commentary if you see a video or, you know, like, hear like a bar, you know, that you know that can relate to. Just share it, and I appreciate that.
Now, let me ask you, did you know about the Next Up Artist showcase? Were you out there?
Okay.
With John Coleman? Yeah.
No,
in October.
Nah. I wasn't.
They have like a little showcase every year.
Oh, well, I want to enlist, you know what I mean? Because I like to network and, you know, like, meet other artists that's, you know, just really journeying, you know, like, on the path to stardom, just like I am.
Yeah. Well, that's what's up, man. Now I do have other callers, Poetic, and you know, I don't want to cut you short, but you want to maybe spit some bars so they know what Poetic Soul is about.
Yeah,
it's 215.
I got some. I said acrobatic changes. My middle finger was flipping off mantras to state of danger. Results of a Power Ranger tumbling backwards and flipping off for your mantelpiece. Broken fingers for any MC who think they can handle me. Ford Explorer, her jewelry, when I cruise in Penelope. Pencil led me to write with my veins up in Grey's Anatomy. Never losing my vision, my blind homie can tell. If a nigga said he can see me, I bet he told you in Braille. In the city of Philadelphia, where they crack your bell for the liberty. God was calling my cell, but I didn't answer deliberately. Witness a scattered brain like the assassination of Kennedy. Pussy, I never been one, won't let you take my virginity. You know, something like that.
Yo, I like your flow, man.
Thanks, man.
You definitely put work in your bars. I could definitely imagine you put some thought into that. Keep doing your thing, man. Go ahead.
Listen, I feel like mm-hmm. I model my craft after like the old school artists, like, you know, Rakim. You know, like, he put serious thought and you know, like, he put serious thought to, like, structure his bar. So, you know, like, that's my, you know, like, that's my mindset. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah, and it comes through very well. And, you know, and there's going to be good days and bad days invariably. So you keep keep your head up when there's
Thanks,
down,
man.
But otherwise keep doing your thing, all right?
Thank you, man. Thank you.
All right, Poetic. I hope to hear from you again, all right?
All right, likewise.
All right, man. Be good.
All right, peace out.
Shout out to my artists out there that called in. And you guys are doing a great job. If you're on the line, please hold. We will get to you. And Poetic had a lot to offer in that call. Not that you guys don't typically, but you know, we could talk, man. You know, it's a radio show. That's what we do. We talk. So you know, if you got something to say, we're good. Definitely follow each other, and you know, support each other, because that's what it's about. The more you network, you never know who you're gonna come across. All right. All right. So let's keep it going.
Okay, I have 404-861 live.
Hey, everyone. Good evening. This is Lady Taz from Michigan.
Oh, what's good, Lady Taz?
Hey, I'd like to say shout out to Black Tears, y'all, and the whole Blackout Radio.
Okay.
I'm on here to promote Bamboozle 313. Right.
Hold him down, your man.
Yeah, he's working on his EP and followed by videos. He doesn't have any shows yet, but that's coming soon. I like to say his SoundCloud is Bamboozled313. That's BAMBOOZELD space 313. He also has a Snapchat and an Instagram. That's RODDET313. And to also let y'all know, he'll be a special guest on the queue Friday at 6. She won the 8-bar challenge. He also one of the 5 guys on the Cypher Sunday with Princess of New Hood.
Ah, okay. You must be very proud of your mans right there, Lady Taz.
Yeah, he did. They did good, the whole group, for the Cypher Sunday. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what's up. Right. What are you about, man? What you doing? I want to know more about Lady Taz. What's she doing?
Oh, nothing much. Well, I manage him. I do sing, but I don't, like, sing out here like that. But, you know, I just try to manage him and get him out here.
Yeah.
And he also is on the line to let you know he want to spit some bars for y'all.
Oh, I can't wait. I like when Bamboozle is spitting.
Yeah, I'm online. You know what I'm saying?
What's good?
What's up, man? Just. You know, collecting the glories.
If you're listening right now, please hold. We will get to you. Right now, we're talking to Bamboozle 313. So what's going on?
Yeah,
how's
walking through the shadow. Doing real good, man. I'm gonna be a guest on the Q Friday. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. Out the Q.
It's lovely.
All right. Sound like you're about to spit. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm about to get down. You know what it is.
I know.
Place where we from, everybody sell drugs to get by. Every time people get money, but the cops fly by. But they never say do or die when we walk around, it's all lonely. Everybody pick up their guns, half the people phony. People tend to ronies with third powers. I'm here to devour half of the people that tuck or that smack, and I'm here with hours. I'll be flying overseas like Hercules. You niggas pissed at me. I transform all people back to the way that we live, and we top dealing people this drug dealing. I'm tired of everybody talk about that stuff. Every time they getting money, man, I caught that rush. And they so broke, here go a dollar for that bus. You talk about a dollar, dog, but in God we trust. I don't care about your battle, and you never probably handle me. Your lyrics garbage as hell, they sitting on my mantelpiece. I'm the best dude, the fester dude, caresser dude. You say it's Christmas, but ain't no lights when you checking, dude. You know, just a little bit.
Just a little song from Bamboozle.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all, because when I get done with my EP to show my appreciation, I'm sending all y'all my whole album for free.
Oh, shit. All right. Okay. We appreciate that.
So,
yeah, well, I look
forward
to it.
Shout out to Tier.
Oh, yeah. Man, Eddie's the man. You know that. Y'all already know.
You know it.
But, again, I appreciate you and Miss Lady Taz calling in and showing love. and for you gracing our airways again, man. Best of luck on the queue and then on the cipher, man. All right?
Oh, yeah. We bring it in. Okay. All right. Take care, y'all.
All right. You be good, man. Thanks for calling in again.
Yeah.
Bamboozle tearing it up. Frequent caller, always does a great job spitting. And you know, when you call in, and even if you like, if you mess up or whatever, man, don't even worry about it, man. Because every time it's just experience, and you're just gonna get better at it. So you know, I know that happens sometimes. Nobody's perfect. Just keep doing it. All right. Right now you're rocking with DCYS, which is Dr. Connell Webb.
Yellow sub.
On the Blackout Radio Network, every Wednesday. Been a long day. I worked 11 hours today. Damn, when I put on for y'all. Just so you know. All right. Who's next on the line?
810-498, you're locked.
Hey, what's good?
What's happening?
What's up? Shit, you know, just fucking getting off work, doing that daily grind like everybody trying to do.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with tonight?
My name is JS. That's why I go by my rap name.
JS?
You know, yep, JS. I'm just fucking, you know, just dropping music and working. That's all I can do.
Where are you from, JS?
I'm from Detroit.
All right. 313. So what's the deal, man? We artist and producer, artist, Casanova.
I'm a little bit of both. I kind of help produce myself, and I also have my DJ Tech, who produces all my hits I got out on SoundCloud. You can check that out at Josh Stuckey.
All right, let me file that right quick, Josh Stuckey. All right, man. Oh, I see you right there. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And I just followed you right now.
Yep.
So how long?
I got so many tracks out.
Yeah, no, I see you got it. You definitely got a couple out there. How long you been doing it for, Josh?
To be honest, I've only been doing it for a month, and I've been rapping for a while, but to actually like put out music, I just started in December, and my Uber Everywhere remix is almost hitting 1,000 plays just within a month. So, you know, I'm trying to do a big on it.
Yeah. I see you right there. That's right. You got a lot of love right there. You got a lot of likes on that track, man.
My two favorite tracks right now I got out is definitely that I Got the Keys and I'm the Plug. I dropped that shit halfway through this month, and that shit's getting love. But all my music is freestyle. So, like, you don't ever find a hard copy or written out verse or none. Like, every single track that's out there on my SoundCloud, plus the things I have unreleased, I'm telling you, fire. I'm already trying to get shows up at the, you know where the Crowfoot's at, right up in Pontiac?
Oh, we're from New Jersey, man. I don't know Detroit too well.
Oh, bad. Well, I be trying to do some shows too, and you know, just keep it pushing. I got a joint. Oh my God, it's called Six Love, and that when I say you ain't gonna forget that name, I promise this hit is gonna go everywhere, East Coast, West Coast, North and South. I swear this shit is gonna bang.
Six Love.
Yeah, I call it. Yep, Six Love.
Jess, when you get that track and it's bounced and printed and ready to go, send us it, and we'll play it on the radio. All right? We'll play it for you.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, like, you know, I know you get people that call in and say, I'm best, yada, yada, yada.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, if you just take the time just to listen to my shit on SoundCloud, that is just telling you right there, like, I got potential.
I'm saying you guys sending it up right now, so I'm gonna check that out at Starbucks on Friday. You know, I'm gonna hit you back though. Say what I think.
For sure.
I do have. Go ahead.
You gotta cause my Six Love will be mastered this by this Friday. Is there like a link I can send it to?
Yeah, I'll message you on your SoundCloud because I just got it, and I'll share that with you. All right.
All right, for sure. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, no doubt, man. But I don't want to let you go because I want to see what that talent's about. You want to do a little freestyle real quick so the audience knows what JS from the 313 is about?
Yeah, I can do that. Niggas ain't really down the ride. They sleeping on me, so I switched the pillow to the cool side. These niggas ain't really wet like the pool side when I cannonball off of real life. They thinking destiny is something that is equals to a tragedy, but if there's tragedy coming next to me like Ashley, but actually I'm paying bills that are actually something that's stressing me out, but I'm going to live through it fully, because if you don't, you can't close the book halfway. Told the bitch she bend over like halfway. Wait, this brick right here, that shit is halfway. And now that I'm standing all day, I wasted a whole day. JS.
JS, thank you for that freestyle. I just sent you a message on SoundCloud. You got my email. And I look forward to hearing from you soon, man. All right? Send me that track.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Y'all stay up, man, for real.
All right, JS, be good.
All right, peace.
Yeah.
All right. You know what I like about this tonight's show right now?
What up?
I like the energy. I think the energy is right. A lot of good people calling in and doing their thing. If you want to send us music, you can send it to the official DCYS@gmail.com, and we will play that. You know, this is how we do it. All right, Mr. Black Jay, we got about 20 minutes left on the show. We appreciate you calling in and being on the line. Please hold with us as we continue to get through more callers. Who's next?
912-658, you lie.
What's happening, Blackout?
What's good, man? Who's on the line right now?
What's happening, Blackout? How's everybody doing tonight?
Chilling, probably like yourself, man. What's good?
That's what's up. Just got off work, man. My name's Nick Player. I call in every other day.
I remember you, Nick Player.
Georgia.
Yeah. We had a little conversation about, we talked about how ATL people can't come to Savannah, I recall.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they can, but if you're not affiliated with anybody from Savannah, you know, it's kind of hard, you know, because this city is all about respect, and you gotta have some sort of respect. You can't just pop up like a pop rapper, like these pop rappers nowadays. You can't just do that. You gotta have some sort of credibility.
Okay, so you're saying I can't come up there on my Drake?
No. You can, but for instance, like a Drake could never come down here.
Alright.
Could never make it out here. Like, he would not survive out here.
Let me ask you. And I'll let you continue. You got the Falcons in the Super Bowl this Sunday or what?
Dirty Bird all the way.
Okay.
After they win, I will only wear red, black, and white for the rest of the year.
All right, that's what's up. So what were you gonna say? I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Listen, I'm not famous, but fuck it, they gon' hear it. Warrior, I'm a soldier, I'm slim, shady, and spirit. Steering up the syrup, sipping the truth, serum here. In and out of my body is hardly an experience. I feel delirious, shit's been getting serious. Godspeed with fury, I gotta be fast and furious. These fucking rappers ain't spitting, I'm hardly even curious. George, gotta be somebody that bores. Freestyle, putting up the boarding house. I gotta walk in and out of my clothing. I'm fucking naked, I can't take it, I'm desperate. I got your main bitch side squeeze, she's next to it. Gotta be lemon, hand me lemonade. I just take this motherfucking shit and say this. Understand what this shit is, Blackout. Talk shit about this, you get smacked out. New Jersey, Camden City, you heard me. That's where my father's from, that's where he birthed me. If you don't understand what the fuck he's talking about, you better turn the radio off or walk up out of your house. I don't know, some shit like that.
Oh, Nick, play it. Damn, man. That was a good freestyle, man. You forgot to say it from Eccentric Entertainment.
I really do this shit. Like, I don't feel like I have to sell myself out. I'm just myself, man. That's why I'm so comfortable in what I do. Like, a lot of these artists out here, like the guy before me, he said he's been rapping, but he's only been recording, you know, for a year. Like, no offense to him, like, you know, props to you, but there's people like me that's been doing this shit for years, and, like, we can't, it's, like, it's hard for me because I'm a white dude in a primarily, you know, black culture. And it's like, I thought it was going to be the point when I was younger, you know, it finally be a time where, like, people will respect what type of lyricism I have. But as it goes on into the future, it's becoming less and less lyrical, you know?
Well, which creates, Nick, a vacuum for you and other artists that are more oriented to substance and that sort of thing, if that's what they're,
yeah.
what they're good at. You know what I mean? So it's all good.
But, I mean,
so
like,
if everybody – go ahead.
No, it's just like you're right. It does create, you know, like it does create – the market wants that, you know, because there is a need for it. But it's just the fact that rap is turning pop, dude. It's not hip-hop anymore. It's not hip-hop like we grew up in the 90s hip-hop, you know?
Yeah, but it's a phase.
That era
is
right.
Honestly,
phase. Yeah. I mean, it's always opposite change, you know? I don't think it's ever going to be the same. But as of right now, like, these guys just doing what they're doing. Like, if you look at the top rappers now, like 21 Savage or whatever the fuck, like, they're 15 minutes of fame is like in the last 2 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, there's
no
longevity
in
that type of music.
It's I feel like they're gonna, like, look at Fetty Wap, right?
Yeah.
Like, his shit was everywhere, and you know, he had a gimmick. You know, he had the whiny. You know, it wasn't bad. He does this one thing though, and so when you have, you know, Savage 21, you know, it's gonna get played out. And I encourage you rappers on the line right now, be more creative, because it's gonna phase out. You're gonna wish you had made some changes in your game a little.
I'm gonna encourage everybody. Look, don't ever sell yourself out. Don't ever sell yourself short. Don't ever try and be something you're not, because there's a time shelf on that type of shit. If you look at Slim, if you look at Drake, if you look at all the number ones, they seem to reinvent themselves every single time. And that's the road to success, because they're not reinventing somebody else. They're reinventing themselves. So people got to start embracing their individuality and creativity. If not, they're going to be stuck in a group, and it's hard to get out of that group once you're in it. So you really got to separate yourself from the pack, and limiting yourself to a certain type of genre. Like, I can do the 21 Savage music with my fucking eyes closed. Will I? No. You know? Because
to me,
that's selling yourself out. You're limiting yourself. You're putting a window on yourself. You know? Go ahead.
What I would say in closing, because I do have other callers, and I think you're very thoughtful in this, it at least serves as a place to start. Because then you can grow from there. And so if you're a rapper that kind of embodies that kind of flow, your futures and stuff like that, all right, do your thing. Well, understand there's more out there, and you definitely can progress.
But
Nick,
that's the thing. That's the thing about hip-hop, man. That's the beautiful thing about hip-hop, okay? See, hip-hop was always innovative. So the people that were before, they got their respect. Plus the people that were now, they innovated it for the future, right? When you're stuck in this type of music, there is no innovation. It's just cookie cutter. And that's where we're at right now. And that's what the most important thing to people is exactly what you said. If that's your type of flow, great. But innovate it. Make it yours, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Nick. And once again, I appreciate you calling in, showing love.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate
my
the conversation. This is a long one. Unfortunately, I do have some other callers to get through before my 10 minutes is up. But
no
definitely
problem.
Call in,
go ahead.
We'll have a nice little conversation again, man. All right?
Sounds good, man. I look forward to it.
Been a pleasure. All right,
no
man.
Problem. My pleasure. You too, man. Peace.
All right. Peace. That was Nick Player from Savannah. You know, I think how am I going to put this? There's an argument out there where some people either like, or it seems like people either like your futures, your 21s, I'm blank right now, you know, that kind of style, or those that don't and want substance. And, you know, basically at the end of the day, do your thing, own it, but understand that if you're going to put yourself in a box, you may only go so far. And, you know, believe in yourself and expand your game. You know, it's all good. I'm not hating on anybody that has a certain flow or a certain style. But I know that having tried to do this thing for a little bit, that you'll never know where you can take it. And you'll be surprised with yourself. So allow yourself to be creative and expand. All right. Let's get a couple more calls because Mr. Blackjay is about to yell at me for talking too goddamn much. And I got YS over here staying. I don't know what he's doing over there. He's just coughing and not covering his goddamn mouth. All right, let's go. Who's next? I'm off my soapbox.
937-733, you are.
Hey, what's up? What's up? This is Amber in Ohio.
What's good, Amber?
Not much. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. I got LeBron James on my fantasy basketball team. He's killing it. So what's good with you?
That's always good. That's always good. Congratulations.
Thank you. But not about me. What's up?
Not much. You know, I'm Amber, a.k.a. Gemini in Ohio. I'm doing my music thing, write, okay. Record, produce, mm-hmm. engineer, all of that good stuff. Working
you do all
on,
that now.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, and I'm self-taught, so I'm learning
nice.
As I go, but it's cool. It's cool.
How, may I ask Gemini, may or Amber, Gemini, may I ask how long you've been doing your music for and, like, producing and that aspect?
Since September.
Yeah, no. So do you think, like, how do you think it is? Because there's going to be people on the air that are like, no, I kind of want to dabble into producing and stuff like that. How has it been transitioning into that? Coming from the background you have, singing and stuff.
Well, see, that's the thing. I've always been a writer, and I am a musician because I've been trained in classical piano, but I wasn't singing or rapping or producing until September. I started all that. So,
but you're already months ahead of where you were, and that's the thing. You know, you had to start.
Yeah.
Somewhere. I think people get like kind of, not to cut you off there, but they could kind of, they're not sure of themselves in trying to do that, but you can do it, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's not easy, of course, but I mean, I find it a lot more rewarding when I have to sit there and keep on figuring it out myself. And then I just learn more and more every time I do it. So I like both sides of it. I like all sides of it. I don't think everybody is built for the producing side.
Mm-hmm.
But I can dig it. I like it.
Yeah, I think you find out the beauty of producing and not knowing, or I guess any skill, is that anytime you find out, like, you need to solve something, you don't know what to do, you just look it up. And then you're that much better than you were.
Exactly. Learn all kind of new stuff. Even if you mess it up, it's cool because you can just go back and redo it. Now you learn something new this time, and you cool the next time.
Yeah, that's it.
It works out for me.
I think it's. I mean, shout out to you for making that step, because it's. As a caller was alluding to earlier on the line. It's expensive to go to the studio. It's expensive to get an engineer and that sort of thing. So if you can learn to do it yourself, and it's a good skill to have, then you might as well do it. No?
Oh, yeah.
I
definitely like saving money.
No, don't lie. You like shopping. You're female. I don't want to stereotype, but you're female. You like the little pumps and the bags and shit, right? I'm teasing, though. So what's up? So you called in. Did you want to promote something? Or you just, you know, saying, hey, I'm Gemini from Ohio. What's good?
Yeah, for sure. I'm Gemini, a.k.a. Amber in Ohio. I encourage everybody that is listening to take a listen to my music either on SoundCloud, or you can always find everything under my Facebook page, Amber Downs, D-O-W-N-S. You can visit my artist page, The Mind of Gemini, on Facebook as well. And then on Twitter and Instagram is MFKN Gemini. It's motherfucking Gemini. And I have music on there too. So everybody just hit me up, check me out. I do collabs I travel. All right.
All right, that's what's up. I got you on my Facebook as a friend, and I'll say that if you have any questions for a production standpoint, you let me know. All right, I got you. That's what we're here for. All right?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and that goes for anybody else. You know, if I'm friends with you on Facebook, you got a production question, just ask. I'll do my best to help you out.
That's what's up. Thank you so much. You have a great night.
All right, Amber. Hope to hear from you soon. All right, have a nice night. Thank you very much.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye now. Yeah, so we got 5 minutes left in the show. That was Amber Downs. Follow her on Facebook. Follow her on SoundCloud. And again, like that's real talk. I'll say that if you know me on Facebook and you got me on there, you have a question about producing or whatever, or you know that from that standpoint, you know, it took me a while to develop myself, and you know, I understand the struggle. So I'm not perfect. I still learn every day, but I'll do my best to help you get that head start where it needs to be. You know, you just gotta ask. I think we got time for at least one more caller. Again, you've been rocking with DCYS. What happened? Oh, okay. YS, the YS portion of the DCYS show just told me to hold up. And now we're good now.
We good.
You're rocking with Dr. Connell Witt.
Yellow sub.
And we got one more caller. Who's going to finish up the show, Mr. Black Deer?
Hello there. How y'all doing this afternoon?
Yeah, oh, shit. What's good?
What's up?
What's going on? This is Quantrell Howard from QLN Entertainment, host of The Q on the Black Radio Network. How y'all guys doing?
Chilling, man. Been a while. What's good, man?
Well, we got a big show, man. We just recently extended the show to an hour and a half, though, so to celebrate that, we have a two-hour premiere of the hour and a half of us extending to an hour and a half. So we have a two-hour show this Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right.
And,
I got it now. All right.
So we definitely shout out everyone that's definitely supporting the Q. Have Bamboozle 313. He's going to be our special guest for winning the 8-bar challenge last year, and we're going to have an 8-bar challenge on Friday. So all artists that want to get in on this, if you have the best 8 bars by the end of the show, you get the same deal that Bamboozle 313 is getting: free airplay for a month, special guest slot on the queue. So definitely get on the show this Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check out the queue on Facebook.com/TheQ16. And if anybody wants to email any music to the queue to get it aired live on air, you can email me directly at theclown@rockandmail.com. That's theclown@rockandmail.com. Also, shout out to the team QLN Entertainment. Got the Chris Amy mix coming out sometime this week. Big mix, so definitely look out for DJ Killer Crazers, Chris Amy mix. And besides that, I know y'all about to end the show, but shout out to y'all, Dr. C and Yellow S and stuff. I even did y'all a little intro on my show one time just to give y'all the shout out. I did the little Dr. Kyle and Yellow Sub. See, I did.
You do so much better than us, I'm sure. You're funny, man. Everything else aside, man, how are things? You doing good?
Pretty good, man. We got a lot of things coming up. We're gonna have a big competition. Hopefully by next month, we'll have a competition coming up called Out Stole Those Bars. I did it last year with Blackout Radio before we started the queue. So it was a QLN Entertainment Blackout Radio thing. So hopefully we're gonna get all the shows involved. So everybody, hopefully we can get y'all involved in that. And make a big prize for the winner here, so everybody can, so the whole Blackout Radio Network can get in and on that. And plus we got a project coming out called Fridays Volume 2, label project that's going to be coming out later on this month. We're having a problem getting it out, but we're going to get it out this month officially. So that's going to be pretty good. Has the whole label on it. And so everybody has to check us out on QLN Entertainment. So search QLN Entertainment. We're everywhere.
All right, well, Quantrell, man, best of luck on the 2-hour show that commemorates the first 1.5-hour show. I'm confused, but we got it. We're good. And that's Central Time?
Yeah, it's going to be an hour and a half show. Yeah, it's going to be coming on Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. After this 2-hour show, every show we have from this point forward is going to be an hour and a half.
All right, that's what's up, man. Thank you for checking in, and You're doing your thing. I see you doing it. So keep it up, and shout out to the network.
Definitely shout out to all y'all.
All right, Q. Thanks for calling in. You'd be good.
No problem.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, that's one of our hosts, Quantrell, 6 to 8 Central on Fridays for this one time. Then
Eastern.
Be, I guess. Eastern. Eastern. All right. He's still on the line. Oh, shit. But thank you for correcting me. shout out to Amber Downs, Nick Player, JS, Lady Taz with Bamboozle, Poetic Soul 215, Artistic Domino, Louis Bands, and Jules, Blue Jay Jackson, and Four Wheels, and a mic, or AKA Four Dubs. This has been a DCYS show, and we look forward to having you guys call in and check us out next week. And in the meantime, make sure you get your significant others their gift for Valentine's Day, because you know you're slacking on it. All right. Shout out to the whole network. Y'all have a good night.